This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago.
What's up, Mamaholics? How's everybody doing? Thanks for tuning in. This is Rosie Perez. I don't know why I just did my horrible excuse of a Rosie Perez impersonation, but thank you very much, Mamaholics, for tuning in once again to my mom's favorite podcast on the HMB Radio Network. I, as always, am your faithful host, James Bailey. And today we're going to have a dude in. We've had him in before. It's been a little while. It was a very fun episode before, so it'll be a very fun one again. It's going to be Mr. John Jacobs. You might know him from various, I don't know, like 17 mics a week and throughout the Tampa Bay area. Multiple MTV appearances. He was on the season of Are You the One? Then he did a couple of like reunion shows and challenge. I mean, like, dude was all over for a bit, man. He's a very funny guy, very cool dude, fun to hang around with. So we brought John Jacobs back. I'm going to try to stay away from the more serious topics, like probably not going to talk about Kaepernick because that's going to be a divisive fucking subject for some people. Probably not going to talk about the Stanford rapist getting out early on good behavior, which is fucking... All right, let me tell you people something out there. We're not going to talk about this on the podcast, but I'm going to tell you real quick in my intro. If you are more upset about Colin Kaepernick taking a stand, regardless of the fact that he's a multimillionaire. This is how he's taking a stand. This is how, and because of his multimillions, people are noticing. And so I think it's good that he's taking a stand, but he's choosing to take a stand. So if you are upset about that and you think he should leave and he's a horrible person, however, you're perfectly fine with the dude raping a chick, getting 6 months in jail, and then getting released early for good behavior, you should probably stop listening to my podcast and go fucking kill yourself. Because that's not a cool stance to have. If you disagree with me, 727. I lied. 813-693-2124 is the HMB radio call-in line. You can leave a text message or voicemail. Or, you know, James Bailey, haha. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My mom's favorite podcast page on Facebook. I ain't scared of none of you motherfuckers. Come give me your difference of opinion. It's going to be exciting very few weeks. When you guys are getting this one, sometime the week that you hear this one, if you don't hear it before, you'll hear it immediately after. I'm going to be dropping a fantasy football podcast where basically this is going to be me and my producer, Will. We're both in a league together this year. So we're going to record a podcast while we do our draft. So that might come out before the John Jacobs one, might come out after, but you're going to have two episodes to listen to this week. So keep your fucking ears open. And also, next week I'm going to try something exciting. So you'll actually be getting it next week. For me, it's next week. You'll hear it next week from when you're hearing this. I know it's all confusing, but don't worry. Because at some point, you're going to hear a podcast where it's just me. I'm going to try it. I always have a guest on here. We run an hour and a half to 2 hours. So I'm going to try one that's just me. It'll be a lot shorter than that. Don't worry. You ain't going to have to listen to just me for fucking 2 hours. But I'm going to try a little short one by myself just to see how it goes. Maybe you guys like it. Maybe you tell me. Maybe you don't. Maybe you tell me you don't. Just fucking tell me something. Let me know that you people care. Actually, I don't care. I don't think anybody's listening. I'm just doing this to do it. And so let's go ahead and get to the podcast. It's going to be John Jacobs, part of Cigar City, runs fucking 800 million mics a week. You know, MTV, the dude's credits, the dude's likability is off the charts. It's all over the place. He's a very funny dude. So we're going to get that started. Don't forget, guys, you know, definitely like the page on Facebook. Email me. Email the page. Do what you got to do. Let us know that you're listening. Let me know that you care. Let me know that you love me. And now sit back, relax, and get ready for my mom's favorite podcast featuring the one and only Mr. John Jacobs.
Frank.
Faded.
Now
I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly.
I just, I like to give people something to listen, to watch, you know, when they're not listening to me. So
something to watch?
Yeah, when they're not listening to me.
Is my mic on?
Your mic should be on. Say something.
Hello, hello. There we go.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
All right, let me turn you back down a little bit.
That's good.
Got to play with these knobs.
Jeez, is that rain we're hearing?
It might be.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's the rain. We're using my computer for this instead of Will's, which we normally do.
Okay.
And my computer is not as good as his.
Okay.
It's older, and it's beat to fucking shit.
You beat your computer?
Yeah, look at it, dude. It's all fucking split open right here.
Oh, what did it do to you?
It called me a nigra.
It called you the N-word?
And no, not even a nigger. A nigra. I don't know what a nigra
is. Actually, the female version?
I don't know. I had this lady when I was working at Buffalo Wild Wings call me a nigra once.
Okay.
But it was a black lady.
Sure.
It was just a weird. Cause,
so you can't get mad then?
No, it was just really weird.
It's friendly.
You know, everybody that meets me, I'm fucking loud, assumes I'm Spanish.
Sure. Yeah.
You did.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think you're Spanish.
Everybody does. It's not like I'm used to it. But there's a table with a black couple at a table. They're older.
Sure.
And I'm talking with one of my other buddies, the only other black server at the restaurant at the time.
Yeah.
And he said something about, like, yo, can you believe this little light-skinned motherfucker is actually black?
Right.
And the lady, 40s or 50s, she goes, oh, yeah, I could tell.
Okay.
And I was like, really? Because normally everybody thinks I'm Spanish. She goes,
yeah.
Please, my daddy light-skinned like you. I can tell a nigger when I see a nigger.
Maybe that's the term. Maybe that's the half and half term.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Is there any term? Well, what do they got? Milano? Is that what they're saying?
A mutt.
That's funny.
I prefer mutt. I don't like mulatto. Mulatto. It's like you're trying too hard to be
it's
nice.
Yeah. What, too creative.
Are you one
stick
of those mulattoes?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how I always hear it too. Like nobody's ever like,
are
you a mulatto?
Is it mulatto or Milano?
Because I say mulatto.
Oh, what's the dough?
Yeah, the cookies are the no.
The cookies.
Who's
yeah, I thought it was the cookies.
No.
Or is that just something else?
Who, I think,
white on
Brad
the outside,
Gilmore
black on the...
has a joke about that.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. He has a joke about, or no, somebody has a joke about mulattoes and Milanos and
okay.
It being different break room environment.
Right. Yeah. Different racism for different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Dune Coon. That's a fun one.
That's one of my favorites.
That's one of my favorites. And the best part is you usually hear it from, like, military dudes.
Don't pick that up. We'll pick it up.
Sure.
My old roommate was Middle Eastern.
Okay.
And I used to call him Dune Coon all the time and shit. And
yeah.
We'd be really racist with each other, just joking around. One night when I was still drinking, we were a little lit on the couch.
True.
And I can't... It was like there's a bunch of people over, and I can't even remember what he said. Or he said something stupid or something, and I was just like, you goddamn sand niggers.
Sure.
And he just looked at me. He's like, you goddamn regular niggers.
Nice. Yeah, no. Yeah, what's the point of having black friends if you can't be racist, right?
Right. Well, that's why I have Arab friends.
Exactly.
And, you know, my white friends, I pretend it bothers me sometimes.
Oh,
but
yeah, sure. But not at all.
For the most part.
Yeah, good luck hurting my feelings, anybody, all the time. Yeah, man.
I'm not a comedian because I'm thick-skinned. I'm, you know.
Oh, no. We're all super insecure as comics. All comics in general.
That might be Pete. I try to tell people that, and they're like, really? But you guys get up on stage.
I know, right?
Yeah, why else would we get up in front of a group of strangers and basically just go, please like me?
Yeah,
please.
And the funniest part for me now I'm starting to realize is like, I don't know, man. I feel like I hate all these people off stage, like the audience. I'm like, I never want to talk to any of you people after the show at all. But please listen to me and please like me right now, even though I don't care about you. But yeah, you know, it's a weird thing. The audience performer relationship, you know, because we're clowns. Don't look behind the curtain. You don't want to know what made this.
What's really weird that it's been happening to me more and more because I've started mixing in a lot more jokes about, you know, how much I like to smoke weed and shit.
Sure.
Because I didn't want to be like the stoner comic, but I feel like now the jokes that I have are original enough where it's...
Exactly. It's not hack weed comedy. Yeah.
So I'm like, so man, now that weed's legal, woo.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I actually, I don't do it anymore. probably because we're going to it's fairly legalized here medical-wise, and it's going to extend after this next vote. But sure. When we first voted it down, or, you know, when old white people voted it down.
Yeah, shame.
Yeah, my joke about it was like, oh, I love smoking weed, but I'm really glad that it didn't get passed to be legalized. I'd have to find a new way to pay my electric bill. And see, you got it. But something like usually is like a 50-50 joke with the audience.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. Dude, speaking of illegal drugs, did you hear about Kratom?
Oh, it's getting scheduled now?
It's getting schedule one. It's going to be like heroin and cocaine, man.
Good.
Freaking Kratom. Good.
That shit is so gross.
It's awesome, dude.
It's
love
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
Oh, I mean, I went through like a 2-week phase of loving Kratom. It was great, man. And I love it. Because it's kind of just like weed, but without the confusion part.
But it just tastes so awful. And
sure,
it made me so sick one time.
Really? Yeah, before I even knew what it was, like the first time I got to work at Bula, they were like, yeah, part of the perks of headlining Bula, you get as much Kratom and Kava as you want. So I was like, I don't know what this is, but hey, it's free. So I pounded like 4 of these Kratom things and 4 Kavas too. I just had a shitload of both. And then I felt dead for like 3 days. It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck did I put in my body?
For those of you that are listening that don't know, Kratom and Kava are, they're like roots.
Yeah,
roots,
plants.
However and, you want to say it.
Apparently Kratom comes from the same family that like coffee comes from. So it's a similar kind of leaf and plant.
Right. And the other, and Kava's like similar to marijuana. Well, they both have similar effects as marijuana.
Exactly. Yeah, they're opiates.
Yeah, so it's very
euphoric. I love when they say stuff like that. I asked that one time. I said, what does Kratom do? Like, what's it feel like? And they just go, it gives you like a sense of euphoria. Oh, really? Yeah. Is that what that does? It's going to make me feel better than anything ever.
Is that a happy way of saying, or fucking A, I was going to say a fancy way of saying happy, but.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to make you really happy. Yeah, they should just say that.
Well, I got a discussion with the dude. You've been to Chymatic, right?
I've never been there, no.
Oh, it's actually a pretty cool little room.
I know. I want to get by there. I hear good things.
It's a neat little room, dude. It's very friendly and shit. I mean, like, they may not be big crowds all the time, but they're always super friendly. And, like,
sure.
I mean, I've smoked joints, like, as I'm sitting there judging shit, I'm off to the side of the stage, and I'm just, like, leaning over, hitting my one-hitter and shit.
Sure.
One of the nights I was there, they had two of those big, like, iced tea pots with, like, this things on the bottom, like the big clear plastic ones full of Kava and Kratom.
Okay.
All I see is dirty brown. Because for those,
Just dirty water.
Oh yeah. So what it looks like again for those that don't know is they literally it's brewed kind of like a tea, but with roots. And instead of ground up leaves, it's dirty roots.
Roots.
Whatever.
Sure about it.
So it comes out like this dirty brown. It looks like mud water.
Yeah,
it literally looks
like you're drinking puddle water outside of a pothole. Or
and
something.
What it tastes like? Andrew Silas told me the best description of the taste ever. He goes, imagine that you're watering a plant and the little catcher on the bottom that gets the excess water, you take all that water after a week and then you rewater that plant with that water, collect that water and drink it.
That's great.
And it's dead on.
That's exactly how it tastes.
Yeah, but
just
so
dirt.
At Chymatic, Jason, I'm like, dude, what the fuck is that? And he's like, oh, it's, this is Kava, this is Kratom. But I was like, dude, oh my God, that shit's so gross. Just smoke a fucking joint. And he's like, oh, but, this one gives you this, really nice body relaxation.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you know what else does that? Weed. And he goes, all right, well, this one makes you feel. And I was like, yeah, you know what else does that? And no matter what he said, I was just like, yeah, you know what else does that?
Yeah.
Weed.
But
and
at the same time, I did Kratom for a little bit. It feels like the body high of weed with none of the head high. So it's like you can still just be yourself totally sober, but also super relaxed.
See, everybody that I've met that's on it is like, it's
right.
It's,
well,
I mean,
everybody sucks.
Yeah, it might be kids doing too much too.
Yeah, that's what I said the first time at Bula when I was like, yeah, they sell Kratom and Kava here. I was like, do you guys not know about weed? Like, did you not hear about it yet?
It's pretty popular.
But I figured it was just like, kids in high school who don't have a connection.
Connect.
Hey, we still want to feel something. Let's go to the freaking Bula. See how that feels. Yeah, dude, that rain, that's crazy. People are going to be listening to this and hear this fucking rain. It's really coming down right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's the rain and not just my shitty computer.
Wait, yeah, that might be the shitty computer. I looked
at
it.
No,
it's
the rain.
That
it's the rain.
It's not even rain. It's sunny out now.
All right, there are birds chirping. yeah, if you could start hearing birds chirping, be like, fuck. Like, if you drink enough of this shit, it will give you a head high. Because, like, the first time I did it, I think I had Cava, and I did, like, a one of those shells. And I just, like, slammed it back like okay. a shot. Because I went to take a sip, and that's
sure.
when
it's disgusting.
Silas gave me that rundown of how it tastes.
Yeah, just get it in there.
Yeah, he's like, just shoot it, bro.
Yeah, that's how I feel about most alcohol, yeah. pretty much. Even beer. Like, beer's fine, but, like, I just want to feel something.
See, when I drank, though, man, I really enjoyed, like, a nice, like,
IPA. Oh, you don't drink at all?
No.
Why not?
Because you, I don't know if you saw me that much when I got drunk.
Maybe not.
Because I quit when you were in Cali the first
okay.
time. I want to say, yeah, because you, it was shortly after the Billy Jack days when I just tapped
yeah.
out. I was like,
that was great.
I can't do this anymore.
Okay, so you were getting fucked up then, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that last show we did together at Billy Jack's. I think yeah. I was on it with you and Roos.
Yeah,
maybe Dave Hines.
Probably. We did a lot of the shows there together.
Sure. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, but I don't drink, dude. I was just a wreck. I can't. I'm one of those people that, like, with alcohol,
sure.
I don't have the on-off
switch.
You don't
have a middle ground, really?
Yeah. It's
yeah, all or nothing crazy party.
Yeah, and, like, every night's, yeah, yeah. like, I'm just trying. I'm, like, racing to see if I can fucking, like, what? How did my day say? Like,
yeah.
every night was I'm trying to drink to pass out or puke.
Sure.
If
yeah.
I pass out, I drank a little too much. If I puke, I didn't quite drink enough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you want to feel something, huh?
It's, yeah.
You know, it just reminds me. I was talking last night. Mattson was on the show with me at Improv, and I didn't realize he apparently was fucking hardcore alcoholic. He was telling me about it. And, you know, I don't think he gives a shit about how much people would know about it or whatever. But, yeah, man, it sounds like he fucking... He said he would put down, like, a bottle of vodka every day, just a full...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going, Jesus. And, like, you know, throwing up blood and shit. That's
oh yeah, we
that's nuts, man. But, yeah, he's sober now, too, so...
Yeah, we talked about it, because we both... He's one of the only other people that I know that smokes but won't drink.
Okay, sure.
And we've talked about that, like, a couple... And I keep meaning to have him on the fucking show.
Yeah.
But, like, it's... I'm the same way. Like, I was to the point where, you know, just for a nice, quiet night at home, not doing
just
anything...
throwing them back.
Yeah, I'd have at least, like, probably 12 to 16.
12 to 16 beers?
Yeah, that was just sitting at the house. I was like, I'm not even going out. I'm just hanging
that's
out.
That's great. What are you, a frat kid?
I would just, like, sit...
Bro.
I'd just sit there and watch TV and just fucking pound
God.
Beer.
My, yeah, man. I'll do, like, 5-6 a night just at these mics. And even that, I'm just like, I should stop that.
No, nah, dude, I used to, my friends would come over every Tuesday to watch Sons of Anarchy.
Sure. what a show to get fucked up to, huh?
Oh, dude, I fucking love that show. But they would come over, and they would bring one of those, like, giant, like, 1.75 bottles of,
right.
like, wine.
Oof. And wine wasted to Sons of Anarchy.
They would get, oh, they...
Some well, Sex in the City
at
shit.
That point, it's when I was, like, working out, and it was like, alcohol is bad for you, but red wine's pretty good. It has antioxidants,
sure, sure.
so...
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, so
it's
I was,
good for the heart.
I would just uncork that bad boy,
Oof.
And in the hour and 15 that the show was on, I would
yeah.
just drink a complete 1.75 liter.
That's great.
Yeah, like, so almost 2 liters of wine in about an hour and a half sometimes.
Well, sometimes you got to do that, you know?
I should never do
that. Well, you know, to each their own. Everybody's got a vice. And
yeah.
I think if you can just keep it, you know, just on-off phases, cycles.
Yeah, see, I can't. Like, I can't ever go out and just... I tried. I quit for 2 years, but 2.5 years, and my dad passed.
Sure.
And then I started with, like, one beer every, like, 2 weeks. Like,
okay,
literally
sure.
one or two beers.
Yeah.
And then within a couple months, it was, like, weekends. And then a couple months, it was 3 or 4 days a week.
Okay.
And when I quit this last time, and that was only a span of about 4 years.
Yeah.
By the time I quit again, I was getting... I blacked out 5 times in a month and a half.
Okay.
Like, complete... One of the times I was my blackout was so complete I thought I got roofied.
Yeah, well, this is really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about the depths of alcohol addiction.
Oh, we get
Bomb's favorite podcast, Therapy Hour.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I've had Devin Pickett on here, and we talked about our fucked up childhoods. I've had
sure.
Nina's been on here a couple times. Somehow, every time,
some shit,
every time on Nina's been on here, we've ended up talking about... like, rape and sexual assault.
Oh, geez.
And, like, I like talking about that with Nina because she doesn't automatically jump to the side where it's like, if any woman even mutters it, she's automatically right. and that dude needs to be castrated, and then let's look into it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you hear some of those stories about, like, you know, the star athletes who get fucked over because some chick lied and just fucked their whole life up. So it is, it's pretty crazy how quickly shit can ruin your life.
Do you listen to Rogan's?
No.
Okay, I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was just talking, and, like, the last couple, he mentioned this dude, some, like, billionaire tech guy out in California. Yeah. Had this a wife, I want to say he got her from, like, Russia or something.
Sure.
But, like, she wanted a divorce. She wanted a bunch of the money. Like, he was pissing her off or something.
Right.
But he has cameras in every room of the house.
Sure.
Well, she's laying in the bed by herself, just punching the shit out of herself.
Oof.
Screaming fucking bloody murder, like, throwing this tantrum, but beating the fuck up, punching herself in the face and whatnot.
I heard about this,
And then called the cops and be like, he hit me, hit me. And he was like, watch the tape.
That's right.
And... yeah, so I mean, like, but if he doesn't have those tapes,
you get fucked. Yeah,
everybody's gonna assume, oh, she's 10 years younger than him and came from a pork, so he thought he could take advantage. And
yeah, people don't think chicks will get that crazy enough to bash themselves in the face.
Oh, a friend of mine got his girlfriend. They got in a huge argument.
Sure.
He left.
Yeah.
She took an orange, put it in a sock, whipped it all across her back.
And so it's like back.
Yeah, so it's,
so it looks like it couldn't have been her.
Yeah,
and I can't punch myself. What do you think I did? Put an orange in a sock or some shit,
and then
whip it around.
It leaves fist size bruises.
God, that's great. What a good idea.
So he, well,
I just the use of ingenuity here. If you use that creativity towards some other process, you could do good things.
Oh,
in
life.
But she's going, I'm going to figure out a way
to make it
look like I got hit and could have never done it myself.
Well, this is how crazy this bitch is.
Yeah.
He goes to jail, of course. Like, cops show up and she's like, look at my back. And he's just like, what, you know, he, like you said, like, what, I put an orange in a sock? So he's like, like, my friend said, he was like, I couldn't even argue. I was like, I didn't hit her. And they're just like, well, and he's like, yeah, I know, I just, whatever. He ends up calling her from jail.
Yeah.
Convincing, he's like, you know, she's crazy. So she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, baby, you know, let's just forget about it. I got to get out of here. Get me out of here. So she gets him out of jail.
Yeah.
He moves back in. He's, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Blah, 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 blah. They go to court. She drops all the charges. Judge is like, all right, whatever, you know.
Sure.
Everything gets dropped. He then immediately goes home, packs his shit, leaves.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, he was nice to her just long enough to make sure he didn't do jail time.
Yeah.
And then he dipped.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to get out of that bad situation.
Oh, yeah, man. That chick was crazy.
Dude, chick's crazy, man. My ex chick attacked me at one time and had to go to jail for a couple nights.
You did or she did?
She did.
She. Oh,
is my voice loud enough, by the way? I feel like I can't really hear in my thing. I'm just realizing it now. How's it sound?
No, you're good. I'll turn you up a little bit.
Okay, cool. Hello.
There we go. Okay.
Now he's here.
Yay.
In this damn storm, huh? Hurricane Katrina or whatever it is.
Hermione,
yes.
I think it was supposed to be Hermione, but they couldn't get like the rights from JK, so it's just Hermione.
Yeah, Hermione. Yeah, what a bullshit name for a storm. At least they're calling it a hurricane now. I love it.
Oh, are they?
Apparently they're calling it a hurricane, baby. Yeah. First hurricane party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Podcast is the first my mom's favorite hurricane podcast.
My mom's favorite hurricane podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. At first, you know, tropical depression, whatever that bullshit is. That sounds like, you know, that's an oxymoron right there. How can you be depressed if you're in the tropics, baby?
It doesn't even happen.
Yeah, tropical depression. Then what does it go from there? Tropical storm and then hurricane.
Yeah. Which
hurricane, like, it's not tropical anymore.
Okay, my first year here. I had no idea how this shit went down.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. We have blizzards, the occasional tornado, but that's a lot different.
Sure.
So I was working at a grocery store, and my buddy's like, my manager's like, all right, guys, we're going to start closing down early. We had sold like 30 pallets of fucking bottled water.
And I
was like,
I
dude,
bet.
Like, people are freaking out. Yeah. So I'm starting to get worried. I'm down in Denny. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, like, I'm going to die.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was like 18 years old, and my friend Mike, I'm working with, he's like, bruh, don't even worry. Let's just fucking finish this shit up, and we'll go to my house and get fucked up. And I was like, dude, we have to stockpile shit. We need like pelts and furs for trading when the world collapses.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he's like, no. Like, so we kick everybody out. The store, like, he rolls down the manager rolls down the metal shutters over all the windows and shit.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm like, all right, at least I'm in this giant building. We're safe. And he's like, all right, let's finish stocking these shelves. And I'm like, dude, we gotta go. We're gonna die. He's like, just shut up, relax.
Yeah.
We finished stocking everything the whole time. I'm like super tense. 2 hours later, it's like 8:39. I'm expecting to walk onto like Armageddon.
Yeah.
Nah. A little dark outside, like a light mist, like hardly rain on the
people
ground.
People get scared. People over exaggerate, but yeah, man, media scare people. Get your water. They want to sell water. Big Water's got their hand in the hurricane. Dude, the people, ancient aliens, man, there's machines out in the oceans that are cranking out hurricanes so we can kill poor people and force people to rebuild and spend more money on paint at Home Depot. So, you know, it's just all a conspiracy. Spend money. Jews did it. Here's the thing. Every time they say that they're Jew conspiracies and Jews around the world, here's the thing. It's not the Jewish faith that's doing something wrong here. No, it has nothing to do with Judaism. The really bad people who control the world just happen to be Jewish. It's not related. They just happen to be Jews. That's all it is.
Well, here's some fun facts that I learned a little while back that I have in no way cannot verify. But I heard it from a very reputable source.
Sure.
And he verifies all his shit, so I'm just going to take it at his word.
Okay.
But back in the day, like way, way, way back in like the, you know, before Christ days.
Sure.
Jews were always the ones that handled money.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were still looked down upon as a culture, but it was like considered dirty to have to count the money. Like, you know.
Okay.
It's like, it was like the worst, it used to be the worst part of society was having to deal with money.
Okay.
So they just automatically, like throughout generations, got good at basically being bankers.
Okay.
And then as the shift happened where it was like, oh, no, you know, money's everything. Money's the world.
Yeah, you control it now.
And all of a sudden, like, these Jews are already generations, hundreds of years of Jewish families that are, yeah, they're already in money. They're already in the bank. So that's why he was like, oh, well, the Jews run the banks. Well,
sure.
Guess what? Like, yeah, if you really want to get mad about it, your ancestors hooked up their ancestors. So shut up.
Yeah, no, it really is just like. The connection on mom's favorite podcast.
Sorry, people. My mom's favorite connection fucked up.
Mom's least favorite connection right now. But, yeah, dude, it is interesting just to be like, yeah, you know, good infrastructure, huh? You work really hard. I mean, they built pyramids. It's a pyramid scheme. That's all it is. The Jews built the pyramids. USA is the ultimate pyramid scheme. We got this.
Some stereotypes are not as negative as I think. Like, everybody's like, oh, he must be a good athlete because he's black.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool
that's
to
nice.
Say.
Yeah, that's a very
thanks,
nice
man.
Thing
like,
to say.
Dude, I'm really good at something.
I was thinking
thank
about that
you.
The other day where, like, it's racist if you're, like, black people are better at dunking. Like, that's a stereotype. But if you said black people are not the best at dunking, there'd be a line around the street of dudes trying to prove you wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or
we
just
ain't the best at dunking. Yeah, we are. Jump from the free throw line.
Or just a bunch of dudes handing you cell phones with, like, YouTube videos queued up, like, 17.
Sure.
Like, well, except for that white dude. Did you see...
the one who was... Yeah, he was fucking around recently. On that.
Yeah, with, like, Gary Payton and...
yeah, who was that old guy who's who
the
liked
bigger
it?
One.
Whoever that guy was.
The smaller one was Payton.
Pleasantly surprised. Yeah, Gary Payton was there?
Yeah. Okay. And I can't remember who the taller one was. Yeah, dude, that was dope. Fucking,
I think he was like a real old NBA legend. Something.
Oh yeah,
from a long time ago.
From like the 80s and maybe early 90s.
Yeah, something. Well, yeah, man, sports are dumb. I mean, I just like basketball. Other sports, I think, are fucking bullshit.
What?
Well,
I like
football's
all
right. Basketball's cool, and the rest can suck my dick. I don't even know the other ones. That's how little I care about them.
I love football. Absolutely adore it. Basketball, sure. Baseball. I like going to the games, and I'll try to keep track of, like, you know, I'll have alerts to, like, tell me just who wins and losses, but
yeah,
I don't
it's
like...
it's just too slow for me.
Yeah, I can't watch the game. I can go to them, and it's fun.
Yeah, just sit around for a few hours.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, I can't watch it on TV. It's I want to blow my fucking brains
no
out. MMA?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's... MMA's dope, dude. I saw the last McGregor fight. Did you watch that?
I did not. I watched, like, the highlights and shit.
Yeah, Dave Weingarten ordered it, so we went over there. Dude, it was great. And
I think I was booked that night.
McGregor was wild. And, yeah, it's an interesting thing between those two dudes, McGregor and Diaz, because, like, McGregor's a better fighter, you know, on his feet. Right. But this dude, Diaz, just eats these punches. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, Diaz has
how
a
do you
fucking
not
steel,
fall down
dog.
More? Yeah.
Well, him and his brother, too, Nick and Nate, they're both fucking, they both got iron jaws. They're really good at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Diaz isn't as good of a striker. I mean, Connor's just so fucking pinpoint accurate.
Great. Oh, he's so good. Yeah, he's like the Floyd Mayweather of MMA right now. Yeah. Just with, you know, the style.
Who is that? I think I was listening to like Brandon Schaub, and he's talking about the Mayweather-McGregor fight that keeps.
That would be great.
Maybe. He's like, his biggest fear would be that Connor gets knocked upside the head, just like forgets what he's doing, muscle memory, and he just shoots for like a double leg and starts gets him like in
great.
A Kimura
that'd
or some
so
shit.
Funny. Elbows him to the face. Because, just out of frustration. That's how everybody was when they fought Mayweather, where they're just fucking frustrated.
I hated Mayweather.
Yeah,
I still do.
I wanted him to go down so hard, but nobody.
He was smart. He ducked Pacquiao until Pacquiao was, you know, older,
prime.
Past his prime. Yeah. Like, if he would have fought him when that fight was, dude, Pacquiao would have fucking taken his head off.
Yeah, I like to think so.
I think
probably because he was doing all those roids.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pacquiao.
Well, he said he
was packing roids up his asshole.
He said he would get tested. Like, he's like, you can test me in the ring after the fight. That's
sure.
fine.
Yeah.
Because Mayweather wanted to test him right before they got in the ring. And,
right.
Pacquiao was, like, really superstitious about, like, the blood out of his body would make him lose power. And
right.
So he's like, you know, immediately after the fight, fine.
Yeah.
Like, in the ring, like, bell rings, final bell, come take the blood. I don't care, but not before. And Mayweather was just like, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, Mayweather's a bitch.
And then once Pacquiao slowed down a second or two where Mayweather could time him better, then he was like, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
No, and don't even worry about testing. Let's just do this.
And now Mayweather's retired with like $1 billion. Son of a bitch.
And I understand boxing's also about, you know, defense and ducking and bobbing and weaving and shit, but like, Roy Jones Jr. did that, and he punched people in the face. Like,
sure. Yeah, Roy Jones was fun to watch.
Yeah, he
body headbangers, baby, making rap music.
He's one of my favorite of all time.
Entrepreneur.
Oh, dude, he was on so many Little John and Ludacris tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get Roy Jones Jr. here. Yeah, bodyguard turned rapper best friend. No, yeah, man.
Well,
I
remember for a while, it was really cool to have black comedians on your album if you were a rapper.
Yeah,
because like Cedric the Entertainer was on one,
Cat Williams
Eddie
got
Griffin.
Signed to Dipset. He had a big Dipset chain for a while. I love that.
Oh yeah,
so
that's
much.
Right. When he did Pimp Chronicles 1.
Yeah,
he came with that giant
Dipset
eagle
chain. Yeah, hell yeah. Which is great, dude. I love that. Yeah, dude. Dipset is still my favorite in the whole world, and like just nothing better than those guys to me.
I still can't believe you're fucking. And you got it. For those of you who didn't listen last time or don't know, John, tell him your middle name.
Dipset. On my college degree, it says John Dipset Jacobs.
An official piece of paper
official.
From college.
Yes.
A unit, not a tech school either, like
no.
a USF,
real.
Right?
University of Tampa.
Oh, UT.
Yeah, UT. Yeah.
It's like, that's their what, Division 1? Division 2?
Another D2. Yeah.
D2, but still, that's D2. It's not like
I'm fucking around
Saint
really
Petersburg
hard.
Junior College.
Yeah, no. They had to announce it on the stage when I walked past. There's a video of me walking down. They go, John Dipset Jacobs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Great. Yeah, John.
Is it in parentheses, too, on your diploma?
No.
Oh, no, it
just
says.
Straight up John. Because
I saw it, but I couldn't remember. Yeah, that's fucking beautiful.
It's really great. Yeah, I actually got it hanging up in my apartment right now.
Yeah, so that's John's college degree. And for those of you that can't tell, John's like 6'2" with a Jufro. Like.
Yeah, I take it very seriously. Yeah, I'm Big Dicky. I look like little Dicky's dysfunctional brother.
Yeah, basically taller with less of a beard.
Yeah. But fucking yeah, dude, I figured what better way to negate 4 years of work with one word? Dipset.
Oh,
how serious do I take my education? This is how serious.
How many times do you think that somebody has seen that and it has negatively impacted you?
Oh, never.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you said that because you don't really have to show it at a job ever, do you?
No.
Huh.
No, they just ask, you know, where you went to school, what grades you got. They're not going to go, let me see a goddamn degree.
Well, I thought you might have to, like prove it somehow.
Oh, no. Well, for the most part, they don't really look into that unless, you know, they're suspicious.
Or it's, like, a really high-paying job, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a super fancy.
Yeah, dude, I was, like, working as a janitor. They're going, thank God. They're going, thank you for being here.
Like,
my manager, while I was a janitor, was a kid at UT. Like, I was, like, yeah, I'm a graduate.
He just started crying, like, this is what's going
to
happen.
Right. No, yeah, I'm like, welcome to your future. I'm a communications degree. Now I communicate. Oh. Willie Coons.
What happened?
In there? Coon dog.
Are you texting?
It's
that?
Bad news, yes. What? Yard of Ale's canceled tonight.
No.
No. I needed that money.
And didn't they just...
Fuck me in the gas hole.
You just lost... Or not lost, James temporarily.
Joyce. Yeah, but still.
It's still temp, right? Because you're going to get it back after the season.
Yeah, and honestly, the idea right now, which I proposed to them, they're going to talk about, is I might just do that Wednesdays before improv. Because if we do that 8 to 10 and then right over to improv, that'd be awesome. People just walk right down the street. But
yeah, that might get a little bit more of a crowd in the gay bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Goddamn yeah. Liquid.
So let's, because I think you still had it. That last, I think the only... night you were free last time was like Fridays.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Okay,
right
so
now.
What do you... No, that's last time it was just Fridays okay. and Saturdays. So what right now, what are your mics that you're running around town?
Tuesday Pokies.
That's other, in Tampa?
Yeah, Tuesday downtown Tampa Pokies. Only kind of thing downtown. It's cool. Awesome new bar. But yeah, right. Wednesdays, every other Wednesday right now I'm doing 439 on First Avenue in St. Pete.
Okay.
Every Thursday, Yard of Ale at 10 right downtown.
Except for tonight.
Yeah, except for tonight. Oh, God. And then Sundays, we're doing Brandy's on 4th Street.
In St. Pete?
In St. Pete, like right, like 70th Avenue and, 70th and 4th, pretty much.
Oh, that's cool.
It's great, dude. Yeah, the Sunday's been pretty rowdy. The Tuesday's been rowdy. Oh, my God, dude. This week, I didn't talk to you about this yet. You weren't there yesterday. But, yeah, Tuesday night at Pokey's. There was a couple from South Carolina visiting just on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, middle-aged white couple, all American folks. They're loving everything. You know, they're going along with all the bits and shit. They're laughing at dirty stuff. They're totally down for everything everybody's saying, being a cool audience. All and right. then Rio gets up, and he's doing fine. And all he says to these people is he goes... you're from South Carolina. How do you feel about the Confederate flag? And just him asking that, they both lost their shit and like started flipping out at everyone.
Like getting racist and shit?
Getting mad, going, we're not going there tonight. We're not talking about it. Don't you judge us. Nobody, like pointing to the other comics and shit, like, don't right. you look at us and judge us. And we're like, dude, nobody's judging. What is wrong? Like, they were cool the whole time, but second he says Confederate flag, they lose their fucking minds. And I'd never seen anything like this of, like, such a quick 180 of, like, great, great audience members, cool right. with everybody. Black guy says, how do you feel about the Confederate flag? They lose their fucking minds.
Because
he didn't even, like, say a joke. He just asked, how do you feel? And then he's like, he says, he's like, see, this is the state of America today, folks. I can't ask a question without, like, people... losing their fucking mind. So it was like really interesting to see this.
They went like, from like
0 to 10 million for no reason.
Defensive.
Pretty, yeah.
I wonder if it's because they're actually like super racist.
That seems to be what it is.
And yeah. they were just like, yeah, he's about to call us out. Quick, get yeah, the attention off of us.
I 100% think that's what it was. Because they were literally, don't talk. No, we're not talking about it. We're here for comedy night. We weren't talking politics right now. No, like nobody's saying anything, but they just won't stop like ranting. Yeah, Coon Dog, did you hear that?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. I'm sorry, folks. Live on air, we're losing business.
Is it because of the storm or because
yeah,
of foosball?
That's a storm. He just said shit's getting nuts out here, which is how we talk to each other.
Well, I'm looking out the window here. For those,
yeah, I don't see anything right
well,
now.
Well, I'm watching. It doesn't look like it's raining too hard, but I don't have my glasses on. But the trees are whipping around.
A little bit.
Like, I'm looking
still.
At the tree branches. Well, they've picked up considerably.
Cancel me? Yeah. You won't cancel me?
So,
okay!
What ended up happening? Did they just, like, quiet down or leave? Or
they
just, like,
no,
had
they,
that one
they
flare
stormed
out?
Stormed out immediately.
And then stormed out?
Just stormed out.
So,
yep.
So they said, we're not doing this, we're not
we're
talking
not,
about this, and they didn't give you a chance
and
to
nobody,
go, okay.
Nobody even responded. Yeah, without any of us saying anything, they just went on one long rant, both of them, man and his wife. And she just kept saying, we're not going there, we're not going there, we're not going there. And everybody's just like, what the fuck is going on?
So Rio should have very calmly said, it's okay, we're not going to go there.
I think
so. Aryans, huh? What's yeah, up right? with those guys?
I'm pretty sure you said too, like, I'm not even gonna talk about the flag. I don't care.
Yeah, like, so we'll move on. That joke wasn't that good
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, like, literally, it was like, we can just talk about something else if this is, like, so severe
oh
right now. So, yeah, that's part of the fun. And the week before this one, sitting in pretty much the exact same spot as these people, was a drunk history teacher. A drunk, like, you know, like, little right. kids history teacher, some shit. Hot chick just wasted with her boyfriend, screaming about the Illuminati. And, yeah... And I indulge in it. And she goes, you don't know shit about the Illuminati. You don't know shit. Don't even try to talk. I know about the Illuminati. You don't know about the Illuminati. I go, I know all about the Illuminati. Those pedophiles. She goes, she goes, which one? Who? She goes, who's the pedophile in the Illuminati? Who? She goes, if you know about the Illuminati, what year was it started? And I'm like, it's not real. Fuck you. I don't know. 1800 something. She's like, see, you don't. And like, then she threatens to attack me. And other people are laughing at her, which makes her really pissed off at them, which is good. Because she's like, y'all just come fucking, you think this is funny, huh? You know, like, it was very fun. And her boyfriend was, like, ashamed. and I'm like, sir, you see this, right? Like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, man. It was pretty brutal, yeah. Because, yeah, he knows. He's like, I don't know, man. She's fucked up.
Dude's just sitting there sober, like, oh, if I could just leave this bitch here.
Yeah, it really was, yeah, just one of those cases of, like, she's hot, he wants to fuck.
Yeah.
He's got to deal with it in public. This stupid bitch.
Yeah, I've been in his situation where the girl's just getting drunker and drunk, and you're like, I'm
every
hoping she stops before it's too, like, I can't fuck her because she's too drunk. Like, I need her to stop before that point.
Sure, sure. But it's going down regardless.
No,
am I
no,
right, Stanford
no.
swimmer? Hold her legs. Daddy's going to feed you some steak and pretzels.
No, we're not going to talk about
treats.
That.
It's his favorite treats.
We
got to
move
that?
On.
Daddy said he wouldn't eat his treats anymore.
We got to move on. No. I do not want to get all serious. I got serious earlier. We already
What's
got serious
once. About that?
Yeah.
Name one thing serious.
Pick a fucking topic.
About Michael Phelps' brother. Doing what he had to do, as they say.
All the wasted talent. Pick one of the topics out of the bowl.
Oh, boy. Bowl,
mix it up.
Bucket.
Mix it
all
up.
Right, let's see. Mixing this it up, hit. Powerball style.
Bowl hits or hits from
bowl
the bowl?
Hits from the bowl. Here we go.
That's let's who we got. Ah, jinx.
Should dudes shave their pubes? Oh, boy.
This is a...
Really going deep.
This is a Will one. Will's been really
Will,
to talk
Willie
about
Coon
this.
Dogs. Silly Will Dogs.
Will.
You still jumping over Kias for money?
Well,
he says yes. He's doing jumping jacks, folks. He's warming up. He's throwing the hang loose.
We pulled your topic. Do you want to get in on this?
Silly Willy, does he shave his pubic hair?
He's not
in
this.
A big yes. A big, big yes, folks.
So what do you think? What do you think, Jonathan? Should dudes trim the pubes?
I don't. I have a few times, and, you know, I guess it feels a little better, but... I don't care enough. I'm doing it regardless.
If I think that I'm gonna get laid, I'll at least trim down.
Sure.
You know, I won't go bald. I've never gone bald. I did shave my balls too close once.
Oh, gross.
That was because you know how like when you shave and then your hair starts to grow in it and there's just that point where it's just like short and really hard.
Oh yeah.
So it was just like 100 little
That's
needles
terrible.
Pushing back into my scrotum.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in tech school at the time. So it's like I'm walking around school like 20-something years old,
That's
like bow-legged, like pulling up my underwear.
Ouch. Yeah.
Like, oh.
Jeez.
It looked like I had crabs for like
a week. No, I don't do it, and bitches don't care. Some like it. Dude, these whores are sick. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with you, sick whores? You hear me? They're listening. No one's
tramps.
Listening.
Yeah, I got like 12 listeners.
He's getting dirty on this episode.
I got like 4 listeners.
You
12.
Hear that, horse? Oh.
Super aggressive.
Yeah, man.
I like to keep it trim. You know, just I think it's polite. I like it when a girl trims. If she doesn't trim, if there's no maintenance, you know, I don't get upset. I just feel like you could have done something.
Yeah, no, I get mad when chicks have anything down there. I get angry. They have to. I don't. Yeah. It's a double standard. I agree with them. I reinforce them. Double standards 2016 for president.
Women are not allowed to have body hair.
Yes. Because we want the opposite thing from each other. Women want to be strong, powerful, dominant men. Dudes just want something nice, hot. Oh, boy.
I love it when
when, like, I don't love it. I actually really hate it. But I love it when women, and it wasn't all women, is this huge campaign a few years ago where, because it was a commercial, it was for, like, a women's body razor.
Sure.
And it's, like, two-part. First part is this chick, and it's, like, when you shave with da-da-da, and the chick's super hot, and, like, the boyfriend rolls over and cuddles up with her.
Sure,
and
sure.
She's all like, hey, baby. And he's like, yeah, and he's just, like, stroking her arm all sweet. And it's like,
sure.
You get this. It's like, but when your girl doesn't, and, like, dude rolls over, and it's still the chick's voice, but it's this guy that's just literally head-to-toe hair, like,
oh.
You're like, the type of guy that looks like he's always wearing a sweater.
So they're trying to do a good association.
Yeah,
of,
like, look, if you want to be nice and chick, smooth, yeah.
If your chick doesn't shave, she's basically a fucking man. You're fucking a man, faggot.
Well, that's what all, but it was still the chick's voice, and that's what all the, like, some feminists got all upset, and they're like, that's wrong, and you're setting on fire. It's not fair. Women are great with hair. And I was like, look, good. If you want to grow your body hair, yeah. That's cool.
Do
if,
it, stupid.
The, yeah, the chicks that diet, that's fine.
Yeah.
What this commercial's saying is just a basic fact. Most men like the way a woman without hair looks and feels.
Yeah.
There are guys that don't care. There are guys that like hairy. Yeah. Go be with those guys. Don't try to change what somebody likes.
Sure.
Because it's a way you feel. It's the way you look. Yeah. There's a certain thing that men like about women. And usually it's like the softness and the curves and the smoothness.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
That's why it's pretty. Men are oddly shaped and lumpy and have hair, and we're gross to look at.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
Let's not reverse those roles.
Yeah, no,
know?
Exactly. Keep it the way it is, honey.
Right.
Tight and white.
Right. Ow. Get your ass back in that kitchen.
Yeah, get your... Don't look at me in the eyes. You stare below the waist only.
Right. No eye contact. Yeah, no, do you want a backhand, honey? Yeah, all right. Go make me some pie.
Yeah, you look at my eyes, my fist looks at your face. Oh, man. So bad. So sexist.
Have you ever seen the movie Enough? With Jennifer Lopez.
No.
All right. Don't bother.
No
so
way.
I'm about to tell you the best part.
Yeah.
So the whole premise is that she marries this dude who seems all sweet, and then she catches him cheating on her.
Sure.
And he beats her ass, and he starts beating her, so she dips, and he finds her, and like, but she's been taking some type of like self-defense courses.
Right. Of course she has.
And I want to even, was it Billy Blanks that was her trainer before he became like Tybo Billy Blanks when he was still doing movies?
Right. Did he do movies?
Oh, yeah. That's how he got to the Tybo thing. Right, he was a he's a legit martial artist.
Okay.
He just found a way to make money with some bullshit. But, he's a legit martial artist.
That's cool.
But, like, there's this part in the beginning when she starts bitching about him cheating, and he backhands her.
Nice.
And he's like, she goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. What is wrong with you? And he goes, what, now I can't hit my wife? And she goes,
No, you can't hit your wife.
And then he just punches her in the face. Like Cole Cox or splits
her eye. Town.
And I know you're not supposed to hit a woman. And that's not why I find this scene
funny. Supposed
to. The reason I find this scene so funny is it's just like, he's like, what, I can't hit my wife? And as she's telling him, no, you can't, he just out of nowhere. And I was like,
he doesn't respect her opinions.
Oh, it's just one of those shock scenes.
How long were they married when this happened?
I want to say it was like less than a year. No. Because they had a kid at this point, so it had been a while.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a few years in. I want to say their kid was small, like a baby at that point.
Right.
And then, like, she stuck with him for, like, another year or so, and then she dipped. And, yeah, she, like, learned karate, had, like, secret identities, stash cars, like.
Because she's so worried about this guy?
Yeah, I want to say it was J-Lo's first movie.
Yeah, I remember when it came out, but, seeing a domestic violence for like an hour and a half, I don't really care about. I want something exciting. I want Transformers. I want fast cars, furious people.
Well, I
dead co-stars.
I want to say it was right around that time too. That what the fuck is the name of that movie? Enemy
of the State.
No. The one with Julia Roberts. Well, that Enemy of the State.
Julia Roberts. One?
Aaron
Brockovich.
No, where she had the husband that was beating on her, so she faked her own death, but then he found her, and then
I never saw that.
Yeah, it was called.
Sounds great. Good idea.
There was for some reason that's like a big theme in movies.
What, can't pretend to be dead?
No, like a woman to marry a dude thinking he's all nice, and then he starts
what the hell
beating
is that,
this
dude?
Shit. Like, what?
Well, I kind of get it. Because some of these times, man, my ex would just make me mad. And I'm like, I hit the wall. You know, that's all I do. All
right. Yeah, I've never.
I punch holes in walls. That's kind of my thing.
I broke my hand on a cement wall because my ex pissed me off. So
exactly.
She pissed me off because I was working at a restaurant. One of her friends came in.
Sure.
And this is right. I had just moved back to Florida, so I'd been gone for, like, I hadn't seen her friend for, like, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And her friend wasn't sitting at my table. She was sitting on, like, the patio and just saw me walking by.
Right.
And she sent one of her friends in to be like, hey, excuse me, are you Emily's dad?
Yeah.
And I, like, I had seen her on the porch. I knew who she was. I'm like, you're sending your friend in. We're in, like, our mid-20s.
Yeah.
So just to fuck around, I was like, no, I have no idea what. And I said the girl's name. I was, I'm not going to say it here, but I'll make up a name. I was like, no, I'm not. I don't know what Susan's talking about.
Sure.
And then so she laughed, and I was like, yeah, dude, tell Susan that it is me, and if she wants to say hi, she can just come say hi.
Yeah.
So, like, the next day, I'm at my day job, and my ex calls me, and she's like, so, you're not Emily's father? And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
what? Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's not what you're telling people. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then she, like, told me, and I'm like, did she tell you? And I told her the way I told you, and she's like, yeah, right, that's not how I went down. And I, like, she started screaming at me and, like, threatened to take my daughter away and hung up on me, and I got so pissed, I punched my building that I worked in.
Oh, well.
And then I looked down at my hand, and it was, like, instantly purple and swollen, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've been lucky enough to only be punching dry walls and shit, and, like, you know, breaking frames and windows.
No, I for some reason, even, like, 90% of the time, I ended up punching a cement wall just for whatever reason. I was in the vicinity of a cement wall. The one or two times I did punch drywall, I just distinctly remember only punching where the beams are.
Yeah.
So, like,
bad luck.
Yeah, still, I'm, like, just donk. Like, I've broken my wrist, or my hand so many times, my wrist pops.
Oh, yeah, I broke both my wrists.
Oof.
Both playing basketball.
Oof.
Yeah, very bad. The first one was, I was, like, trying to dive on the ground to get a ball, and there was a fat kid, and, like, he just fell on my arm going for the ball. And I went 2 weeks without going to the hospital, and it was pain, right? And
how old were you?
Maybe 14, 15.
Your parents weren't like,
no,
hey.
I told my dad, I was like, this hurts. And he's like, I mean, you know, bad. I'm like, well, I mean, it's, you know, hurt. I don't know. I'm okay, I guess. But then, like, 2 weeks go by and I still can't play basketball. And he's like, ugh, all right, let's go to the hospital. And they're like, yeah, it's broken. And I'm like, see that? 2 weeks, broken wrist. Fuck me. And then, yeah, the second one, oh, which is even worse. This is great. This is a real story. So bad. So,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, real story.
I'm like 16, 17, and we're playing basketball at this park near my house in the neighborhood with, like, a bunch of other kids from my high school. And this kid, one of our friends' little brothers is there. He's like, you know, fifth grade or some shit. And he goes, hey, man, can you dunk? And I go, fuck yeah, I can dunk. And I can't dunk, but I'm like, you know, I'm trying to act like I can, sure. And then, apparently, there's a soccer field right next to it. This kid turns to the soccer field and goes, hey, this kid can dunk! Literally, like, 25 kids from the soccer field run over to the basketball court and, like, make a circle around the shit. And I'm like, oh, shit, all right, well, all right, here we go. I'm like, y'all ready to see some motherfucking dunks, y'all? And they're like, yay, dunks! So I run up, ball flies out of my hands, I grab onto the rim with one hand, momentum takes me, like, completely sideways, I fall while holding on the rim, right onto my arm from, like, the height of the rim, and just snaps immediately in front of all these children. And I just jump up, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. And then I, like, run over to my bike and try to bike away with one arm up this hill, and it starts, like, pouring rain, and I can't bike up the hill. So I have to, like, walk down the hill with my bike. All these children, like, standing under a tree while it's, like, lightning storming, and
just
I have a
laughing
broken
at
wrist.
You.
Just, like, sadly watching me try to get out of there somehow, but, like, it's too wet for me to go anywhere. It was great. Great time.
Oh.
So that was me. So the point of the story is lying to children can get back to you, especially if it's something they can call you out on right there.
Just, like, right that second.
Yeah. Yeah, I can dunk. Okay, he's going to dunk, folks. Do it.
Uh-oh,
fuck. Here we go. Yeah, because I was like, maybe I can. Yeah. It's just, like, hopefully.
I like that you tried and didn't just be like, all right, guys, well, I can't right now because
I'm
saving my energy. But
nope, I pushed forward and I broke my wrist in front of a bunch of kids.
Oh, that had to, that's a moment. And then you had to walk.
I live and die
away.
For the show. Yeah, that's the idea. I I'm dedicated to the craft, is what I'm
saying. You are dedicated to the craft.
I will risk my health for children.
You are.
Just to see them smile, you know?
You were putting on comedy weekly shows in a gay bar.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing it for the kids, everybody.
Which, but, by the way, so you lost it because somebody pulled their dick out.
Two guys pulled their dicks out at
same
the last
night.
Show. Yeah, same night. Because one guy ran up to the stage. Well, some guy was going to the bathroom while I was like in between comics. And he goes, "Your dick's a joke." And I go, "What? Why is my dick a joke?" He goes, "Because it's small." I go, "My dick's big. It's bigger than yours." He goes, "Prove it." I go, "I'm not pulling my dick out." I go, "You do it." And then, of course, he just does. And like shakes it at the audience. And then another guy sitting at the bar runs up. And goes, "I got a big dick too." And then he pulls his dick out and waves it at the audience. And everybody's like, oh.
So they weren't even comics.
No, not even comics. Just
they were gay patrons?
Just gay patrons.
So it wasn't even your fault. Like,
not my fault.
Like, man, those are your people, son.
I know. But no, at the same time, they were saying the owner was like, the comics, too many of them have like a stigma and they can't help but be like, "So we're at a gay bar, huh, folks? How do you faggots feel?" Yeah. I mean, like, just too direct, but. Just like, do you guys, like, you know, anytime somebody just like relationship humor, people are like, "Do you get this? Do gay guys get this?" And it's, you know, made people feel weird sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose. Because, like, I came a few times, and I think I did mention it once, but it was more just about, because I did a gay voice.
Right.
And somebody was like, "You do that too well." And I was like, "No, seriously, is that like too over the top? Like, what?"
Sure. Yeah, sure, help me out.
I was like, "I'm getting feedback. Like, yeah. How often do you get this opportunity?"
Yeah, gay crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because I was like, I didn't want to be over the top and be like, I wanted the joke to work if gay dudes heard it too. I didn't want to, like,
yeah.
Like, if I happen to have a gay table, I didn't want them to get pissed at this one joke. So I was like, I want it to still be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I miss Liquid just because I remember one week they didn't stop playing, like, the projection TV screen behind them. And it was just this, like, you know, this just 10-foot screen of, like, gay strippers. And so I got all these pictures of comics on stage with like gay porn on behind them. And I was just thinking there's like a great picture of like Tommy Gill standing there with like a naked man on a TV behind him. And it's like, you know, that's how you learn to get better. If you can perform in front of gay porn, then you can perform anywhere.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
I'm just trying to shape young minds, you know?
If you can pull their attention away, because even straight dudes are going to look at them and be like,
what the hell is going on?
Yeah, like, it's kind of hard to ignore a fucking, you know, 4-foot cock on a 12-foot TV screen.
Yeah, it was very interesting and funny. Because I guess whatever the guy was who, like, ran the audio shit or visual shit, he was just like, "Yeah, he's not here. We don't know how to stop it." Well, all right, here we go.
They were probably trying to chase you out. Like, why can't we get these breeders they out of here?
Leave. Yeah, right. We're having too much fun, folks. It was fun, though. I did have a good time there.
It was, yeah. It was always a neat little room. Like,
because, you know, something, a little warm-up before improv.
Yeah. Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And so right now you have every other
Wednesday right now.
And where's that at?
439 on 1st in St. Pete. Like, yeah, a couple blocks from here.
Where?
A couple blocks from the studio.
Yeah, the studio apartment.
Studio, studio apartment. Oh.
No, there's rooms.
Yeah, there's rooms. Rooms got rooms.
There's even a wall separating to make it feel like more
room. Yeah, dude, was Seinfeld over here? Yeah.
Well, that would be dope if that was like a little breakfast bar.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Will, fix your place.
Yeah, cut a hole in your wall.
You hear me? Did you kill yourself?
Will's in the back office. No, he's probably like listening to like the computer up close to his head. Pick another topic. We're going to do the Netflix Pearl here in a second.
Sure. Another topic from the bowl. Hits from the biggity bowls, y'alls.
Since we just went off for like 45 minutes on that topic.
Dream apocalypse. How about that?
Yay! It's a good my topic. Favorite
you like
topic.
This one? Cool. I like it too.
So this is what we're going to do. All right. So you're going to tell me your dream apocalypse. It can be absolutely anything you want.
Yes.
There no
I already know 100% what
okay.
it is.
Okay. There are all, no rules. Just keep this in mind. So it can be, you know, like I've had people say magic. There's aliens.
Magic.
There's ecological. Okay. There's viral. So whatever you want. Absolutely.
Okay.
Rapture. No restrictions.
Okay.
How does it happen? How do you survive the first? Because there's always that first wave of murder.
Okay.
And death. And then how do you continue to survive and prosper?
Sure. Well, my first one, I don't survive. My dream apocalypse, 100%, is I'm outside somewhere or at a window and just, you know, somewhere I can see the landscape and to just see a mushroom cloud very close by and to, like, know that, like, holy shit, in like 7 seconds or something, it's all over. I would love that moment of like, oh my God, everything and everyone is just done around us right now. This is wild. I love that.
That's a pretty intense moment, right?
Exactly.
There.
You know, it's literally we got like 6 seconds maybe before a huge shock wave is just going to.
Like, you're just
rip
seeing
us to shreds
this cloud go up, and you're just like, yeah, this is
You wouldn't even hear anything, probably. You just see this fucking cloud, and then, you know, bad things after that, pretty much.
I would assume you would hear a small rumbling as it caught, as it came towards you. Just be like a
huge thing.
It would be very, quiet to very loud, in like that sick just,
yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, shit, yeah, is there any way, what, you on Bayshore or something, you dive into the water? Is there any way you survive that?
I mean, if you were going to be underwater, you'd have to be like a sub towards the bottom of the ocean. You'd have to be fucking deep.
Yeah, man. You'd pretty just much just get dunned up pretty hard.
The boiling of the water that was on top.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, yours was super quick.
Thanks. Yeah, I like that one. But then, because you mentioned aliens and magic shit, I would love nothing more than just, like, aliens to just come right down in the middle of, like, New York City. Like, you know, like Avenger type shit. Like, no, this is for real. Like, straight up.
Like, the sky just opens up and they start pouring out.
But before they, like, fucked us up, I would really like it, too, if, like, there was, like, a international press conference where they straight up said, like, yeah, you're all fucking losers. Like, you're just terrible, all you people. And, we're just going to we're just shutting this whole thing down. You guys are done.
Oh, so the aliens say that.
Yeah, the aliens just degrade us first. I would like that. If they just tell us, like, you guys have been idiots. Like, look at what you're doing. Are you serious? Like, then, like, just shame us. And everybody's like, oh, man, yeah, we stink.
So when they come down to kill us, most of us are just like, we deserve
all right,
this.
Fine. Yeah.
I see your point.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Well, some people will fight. Are you going to be one of the fighters at all? How do you think? Are you going to survive that first wave? Or are you just going to put your head down? And
all you can do in an alien thing like that, especially if they degraded us and, you know, communicated with us in that sense, all I could try to do is show, like, hey, man, I'm trying to think on a different level. I'm with you guys. Don't kill me. You know, please. And, you know, they'd probably kill me, but you got to try to get in there first. It's either that or
Well, like, that's...
You know, maybe they're cool, too. They seem pretty confident in what they're doing.
Like, that's actually... Because there's... All right, there's obviously several theories about aliens. Like, you know, of course, one of them being, no, they don't exist at all.
Sure.
But then on the do-exist side, that spirals off into several different things. I'm a firm belief that they're there. I've seen a UFO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe in all that shit.
Because me and my friend, during football practice, three of us actually... from different parts of the field, because I was on varsity, one of them was on JV, and two of us were on varsity, one on JV.
Sure.
So we were all in different parts of the practice field, same school, though.
Yeah.
But during football practice, we all saw the exact same thing in the sky, just very, you know, like eye floaties?
Sure.
Where it's like just kind of like an outline, like a predator outline of something.
Totally.
So, like, I kind of see one floating, and then it darts very quickly from left, like, not like a floaty, it's like very quickly left to right, back, left, right, zigzags, like, downward, and then just shoots off to the right.
Totally, yeah.
And three of us saw the exact same thing at the same time. We're like, that was fucking weird. But one of the theories is that the aliens are, like, sitting back watching us.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because they're way more advanced than we are.
Totally.
And so they're just waiting for us to, like, get our shit together.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're so far on the edge of the universe that, like, relatively speaking, we would be, like, the hillbillies in the middle of, in, like, the hills of, like, Kentucky.
Sure. So they're saying, like, we're not ready yet.
Yeah, there's just generations of inbreeding. Meanwhile, they're in, like, Manhattan just watching us on a TV, like,
totally.
We're not ready to have them over yet, Buffy.
Totally.
A couple more years, maybe, but not today.
Yeah, no, totally. I agree with that.
Another theory is that there's a master race of alien, like, predators, like, you know, like in the movies, kind of.
It's the gray ones, man.
But they're just hopping from planet to planet, wiping out whoever exists there, using up the resources, and then hopping to the next planet.
Sounds great.
And, again, we're lucky in this case to be on the edge of the galaxy because we're going to be one of the last planets they hit, but, like, we don't want them to come.
Of course not.
A lot of them do revolve just around, like, aliens see us and they're just like, nah, they're not. They're not ready for this.
Or, you know, they already exist. Like Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Aliens, lizard people.
Oh,
lizard
yeah.
people using our resources. I've seen YouTube videos of shape-shifting bodyguards. It's real.
It's insane.
It's all real. Lizard people.
We have a mutual friend.
Okay.
And he requests, so if you figure out who this is, don't say, because he's requested.
To be named?
Yeah, no, like.
It was, okay, what a.
To do with conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Where he believes shit like Martin Luther King was a part of a black Illuminati like the Boule. That's why it's always Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yeah.
And it's like.
That's crazy, but yeah.
He was co-opted by white people, and that's why he was actually murdered, because like. You know, Malcolm X was saying, like, we need our own thing, whereas Martin Luther King was trying to get us to be like white people. Like, we need to eat in the same restaurants. And
right.
Martin Luther King was like, no, we can have our own shit. Just give us equal rights.
Yeah.
And stop murdering us, you know, for no good reason.
Right.
Which is still a theme hundreds.
Yeah, it is.
Not hundreds, but decades later.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe in pretty much every conspiracy.
Oh, but, dude, he goes way off, like...
Oh, like, dude, he told
like,
me...
we are completely controlled 110% by, like, the Illuminati and the Hidden Hand, and, like, there's, like, 11 families that run the entire world, and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, like, really deep for, like, hours, and...
Yeah, I believe it.
I believe some of them.
Yeah, some of it.
Like, I don't think that we're controlled. I think that there is, like, I don't want to say Illuminati, I want to say more like a cabal. Like a group of very wealthy and influential people that...
Dude, yeah, I have a bit about that where I actually pretty much say that. I say there's no such thing as the Illuminati. There's just a group of satanic pedophiles who happen to have a lot of money and influence. That's all it is.
You want to know something funny about the Satanic Bible?
What?
It is the only quote-unquote religious document, doctrine, whatever you want to say.
Sure.
Call it a book of, you know, traditions or whatever. That actually respects women and holds them up as much more than property, and in a lot of parts puts them above men and in front of men.
That's great.
The Satanic Bible is the only one that actually is like, at no point whatsoever are they like, it's cool to smack your woman and disrespect. Like, they're all very much about pleasing your woman. The only religious document.
Well, you know.
The Satanic Bible.
That's why we don't trust the devil.
Yeah.
Got all these crazy ideas.
The devil's a feminist.
Yeah, devil's a feminist. He really is. No, devil's a woman probably, because it's the devil.
Well, it's a fallen angel.
It's a white woman. That's
somebody that questioned God's will and authority, and God cast him into hell.
Right. They say the devil is a white blonde woman with blue eyes. That's what they say.
I believe it.
I believe that.
Because it was probably just some hot chick. And
it's just a hot chick who gets whatever they want.
And God was like, hey, baby, you going to give me some? And she's like, no. I have a headache. Just fucking stop. And he's like, get out of here, bitch.
Yeah, that's basically it. But no, it's the perfect cover.
Well, like, who was it? Jim Jeffries?
And then God's Morgan Freeman. That's what it is. Morgan Freeman and a hot white chick.
And instead he just got him an Asian chick that does whatever he says.
What, Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. God can have whatever he wants. No, I don't know. But who is it? Jim Jeffries has that bit about what if Satan's actually really rational and God's just talking shit and Satan's like, you know what? That's how he wants to be. That's fine. I'm not even going to fucking respond.
Yeah.
He's just going to be the bigger man.
That's funny.
Oh, dude, he's one of my favorite comedians, I think, ever of all time.
Yeah, Jim Jeffries is great.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely amazing.
Definitely.
Have you seen Free Dumb?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
So good.
It's pretty good.
All right. So your apocalypse is just aliens
come
down.
Aliens
come
down, degrading us. Making us feel bad, then proceeding to kill all of us. But it would be funny if, like, you know, maybe they do keep, like, all right, we're keeping LeBron James.
play some one-on-one.
Just the best ones.
Right.
Justin Bieber.
I would think with their technology, they could probably like look into our minds.
Totally.
And be
just
like,
get whatever they want.
Or no, we'll just like be like, okay, no, you're a piece of shit.
You know what?
You're a pretty cool guy.
Yeah,
you can stay.
Yeah, yeah. That's ideal. Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I wonder if they could ever make something like that in the future. Because like that would end a lot of arguments if you just took this one scanner and you go, oh no, he's a piece of shit. Nothing he says is valid. Boop,
well,
piece of shit. Nope, don't worry. Don't listen.
God, I got to do some nice things and change that rating.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you ever read or see Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was pretty good.
It was great. I've read the first four out of the five novels in the series.
Okay.
For some reason, I always start the fifth one and just can never get past like the first like chapter or so.
Okay.
It's not that I'm uninterested. Just something happens, I put it down, and then I try to pick it back up. I'm like, ugh. Okay. But anyway, I think it might just be called the point of view gun, where like you point it at somebody and instantly they know your point of view.
I don't remember that. That's funny though.
So like if we were in an argument and I just pointed at you and shoot,
yeah,
and you would just instantly know like where my how I feel and like where my emotions are coming from in the argument.
Sure.
And I want to say it was made by housewives who were sick of their husbands asking how hard is it to be a housewife or something like that.
Sure.
And then like that's how it was invented and like it ended all arguments.
That's funny.
Yeah, like that would be an amazing invention to have.
Yeah, point. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I mean, nobody can view themselves, you know, it's you can't objectively. You can't be unbiased and look at yourself.
All right, so science, I'm talking to you.
Instead of make us face blind to ourselves.
Instead of 37 different types of boner pills,
give us perspective pills. Yeah, that'd be funny. You take a pill and it's like, no, you're a Puerto Rican woman. This is how you see the world. My God, this is terrible.
There is one thing that does definitely help you, because that's basically empathy is what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, true.
And
there's
one thing that makes you really empathetic that's already out there. Drugs.
Drugs, yeah. That's weed. That's why they're illegal.
Yeah, smoke some weed. Fucking go out in the... I'm going on a spirit quest here shortly.
There you go.
I'm going to go out in the woods.
Oh, boy.
I like camping, though. Like, okay, sure. Like, I grew up in Wisconsin going camping out in the woods and shit. So, like, I'm good with, like, a sleeping bag, a tent, and, like, a cooler with some rations, and, like, catching fish and doing everything like that.
Right.
So I want to go up to, like, Georgia or something, up in the fucking mountains and go for, like, a week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And just take a bunch of fucking weed and mushrooms.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and shrooms are best.
It's a spirit quest just out in the forest.
Spirit quest.
Gently nibbling mushrooms all day and just,
You know, I'm about it. Like,
You just got to be careful not to do too many and run off in the woods, and the next thing you know, you're lost.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
you got to stay with the group, man.
Yeah, man. Shrooms are best.
They're so good.
I was driving on them the other day, which is how you should do things.
No, it's not.
I was just like, you know, I see better when I have these. I don't know. I fuck glasses. I just eat shrooms, and then I get HD vision for like an hour and a half.
Oh, dude, I ate a bunch of acid one night.
Sure.
And I didn't really, all right, I know this is going to sound weird, but I didn't realize I ate the acid.
Sure.
Like, I was selling it at the time, and I had, like, a little.
You didn't realize you ate it.
I had a liquid eyedropper.
Okay.
Or sweet breath, mint, liquid mint bottle that I was dropping people with. And, like, every time I would drop somebody, just not even thinking about it, I would just kind of lick the cap off and then, and then, you know, screw it back on or whatever. And I didn't even think about it. I must have done that, like, 5 or 6, 7 times throughout the night. And it's just little hits, so, like, it took a while to, like, and they're spread out.
Sure.
But I remember I got off of work, I go home, and I watch Sleepers.
I don't know that.
Who's fuck all? Kevin Bacon, Brad Pitt, Jason Patrick, under the ground. Robert De Niro.
What?
No, they're four young boys, Jason Patrick, Brad Pitt, and two of their friends. They stole a hot dog cart. While they were running away with it, they fell. It rolled down a hill and killed somebody. So they all got like 4 years in juvie.
Hot dog cart. That's great.
Yeah. So they got like 2 or 3 years in juvie, and they were like 12 years old. Well, they spent all those years getting sexually abused.
Oh,
and
why?
Then one day, because the guards were sick.
Cool.
And then one day, as they're adults, two of the guys turned into like local criminals, and I think it was like Boston. It was in New York or Boston.
Sure.
But two of them turned into like pretty hardcore criminals.
Yeah.
De Niro and Dustin Hoffman's in it. They see one of the guards and they just fucking plug him in a restaurant.
Sure.
And so Brad Pitt is an attorney for the city, so he requests the case, has to like go into hiding because everybody's like knows that they're friends, and like, how can you try to prosecute your friends? And like, it's so like, it's a story, like, it's really cool, like, how he takes him to court and like, how Dustin Hoffman's this like lawyer that nobody thinks is any good and is like half drunk for most of the movie.
Sure.
And like, he's being fed the questions, and as he like starts to unravel everything, you see him start to become aware, and like, it's just a really good movie with a bunch of really good people.
Cool, man.
But anyway, so I'm watching that and I was like, I didn't even realize I'm starting to trip balls. I just got really into this fucking movie.
Sure.
And I get up and I was like, all right, I'm out of cigarettes, grab my brother's car keys, jump in the car, driving down the street, and all of a sudden, like, it just, the sides of the road started to, like, wave.
Yeah.
Like, fucking inflatable arms on a wacky inflatable arm tube, man.
Sure.
And then it just went, And the hood of the car got about an inch and a half wide.
Yeah.
But right in front of my windshield was like 6 feet wide. Okay. And it was just straight narrow point down. And like that's how my vision went to like needle point.
Sounds great.
Oh, it was fucking tick. Because I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, right.
The acid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Drugs crazy.
It was pretty terrifying. But yeah. I made it to the store. I wasn't going to stop. I wasn't going to just pull over, be safe. I had to get cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll get cigarettes and I'll figure this out when I get home, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully.
It only passed like three cops.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't need to think about the future. Just live in the moment.
I was like 18 then. I didn't know my ex was pregnant, none of that. I was just living life, doing drugs, tagging random chicks from time to time.
That's the dream.
It was. I was 18. I was young. I was hot. Had my own place.
That's what I'm still doing.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you're still young. You're 24, 25?
26.
Oh, shit.
Almost 27.
Man.
I know. I'm getting there.
But you're
no,
still
I'm
a young little bitch.
I'm still a little baby. I know. I'm a little bitch ass.
I'll be 37 this year.
Old ass bitch.
I know.
You old motherfucker.
My back hurts.
Oh, I bet.
That's why I don't do drugs anymore. I can't handle this shit. I mean, the mushrooms, those are all natural, right? That's
good. Yeah. God makes those.
Just no more acid or ecstasy.
Yeah, you saying God fucked up? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
God's infallible.
Yeah, God doesn't make mistakes, you idiots.
I love that cigarettes are legal even though they kill hundreds of thousands of people a year.
Yes.
Alcohol is legal even though hundreds of thousands of people a year die. Well, maybe not hundreds, but probably over 100,000 a year from either like drunk driving accidents, alcohol related, liver poison, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're both perfectly legal. They're advertised at, family outings like, Busch Gardens and football and sporting events. And, I could fucking walk across to within 5 minutes. There's six different places here that'll give me booze.
Sure.
But if somebody finds out that I have a little bit of weed in my car, I'm going
directly
to jail.
You was going to jail. Yeah, man. It's pretty scary.
It's ridiculous. It's all on archaic old views that have been proven to be wrong. It's the most, it heals. It's a one,
yeah.
Like, I actually do use it for some medical purposes.
Sure.
Of course, for recreational.
Well, at a certain point, that's the idea. Every state's slowly getting there, so it's only a matter of time.
Well, I think I'm moving to Washington next year, so.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah, like, I think the more I think about it, like, I do research into, like, jobs up there and shit.
Sure.
Go up there and work for, like, Amazon or, like, Amazon's offices up there. I think Google's are, Starbucks.
Yeah.
There's another company, like, one of those quote-unquote new and young and innovative.
Yeah, Google.
And they all pay more than my place does to do roughly the same thing.
Sure.
And, like, I've already, like, I looked it up the other day on Indeed, and it was, like, I saw my job with three different high-level companies. I was just like, let me just see what's in Seattle. I was like, fuck, dude, if I took my resume to any of these companies right now, I'd get hired, be making more money, be in a better city. Like,
yeah. Well, you're almost there.
Legal weed.
Legal weed.
Yeah. My kid will be 18 by this time next year.
Yeah, dude, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm... And she knows it. Like, I told her she can come with me if she wants. She can come up at any point. Like, I hate Florida.
Sure.
I was like, my love for you has kept me here this long.
Yeah.
Made sure you get out of high school. Made sure you're, you make it 18. And if you need me, I'll be over there.
Yeah, man.
Come on out.
That's crazy. Can't believe you did it. You raised a kid.
Yeah.
For 18
She turned out pretty
years.
Cool, too.
That's great, man.
She listens to jazz music and shit.
Sure.
She's very funny. She's smart. She get better grades than I ever did.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all parents want, man. Kids better than them.
Yeah. And, I mean, it wasn't hard. I set the bar pretty low as
fucking
juvenile.
Set it low, yeah. Easy to be good.
Yeah, she hasn't been locked up, expelled from school, arrested. Yeah, she's doing just fine.
Exactly. And you did what you had to do. It's perfect.
She did get suspended in kindergarten.
For what?
Beating up a boy.
Beating up a boy?
He wouldn't quit picking on her, so she grabbed his arm, twisted it up behind his back, and then pushed straight up, which forced him to basically dive forward with only one hand to brace himself. And I guess he just ate a mouthful of dirt.
Damn.
Yeah, so she has to you have to figure out something else to do with her tomorrow. And
yeah.
So my ex called me. My daughter's crying because I'd moved up to Wisconsin right around this time.
Okay.
And my daughter gets on the phone and I was like, baby, don't cry. Daddy is so proud of you.
Yeah, right.
Like, don't you ever let no boy pick on you. Whoop his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I was way okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, how are we doing?
We're doing good. What's your Netflix pearl?
My Netflix pearl.
Yeah, that grunt wasn't about that. My grunt was about the back. I'm an old bitch.
Yeah, of course. Old ass bitch. Yeah, no. Netflix thing. Best movie of all time that people have not watched enough. Equilibrium with Christian Bale. You ever see it?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the posters, but I never actually watched it. Oh, God.
Future sci-fi action movie. Christian Bale. Tay Diggs. Gun kata. It's a form of martial arts where you use the gun as like a close range weapon too, and these guys have, it's just the most ridiculous over the top shooting scenes and fighting scenes and like, yeah, graphic, gory, like, you know, there's a, it's a scene in the movie where Christian Bale breaks a guy's arm by like breaking it over his knee where the elbow pops out the opposite direction.
Nice. Oh, it's, yeah, not a classic.
Just, yeah, just real brutal shit. And, you know, it's just one of those, like, what was the year that book's called? 1944? What is it?
1941? 1942? Talking about the George Orwell?
Yeah.
I think it's 1942.
It's just one of those movies where it's like
1982.
Emotions are not allowed in the future.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, literally, yeah, Christian Bale is a, he's like, I forget what, the cleric. They go around and they find sense offenders. Sense offenders are people who, like, watch TV and enjoy art. And, like, yeah, like, literally there's, like, these secret underground basements and, like, they're burning the Mona Lisa and shit because you're not allowed to have any of this stuff. It's great. But then one day Christian Bale, like, meets a puppy and, like, that's it, yeah. Christian Bale meets a puppy and he's like, you know what? I like emotions. Maybe everyone should have emotions.
How do you not get emotional when you see a puppy? If you don't love puppies, you're a soulless creature.
Exactly.
I don't need you in my
life.
But
the government makes everybody take Adderall every morning. That's pretty much all it was. It was like, yeah, you wake up, you take this thing, and nobody has emotions all day long. Which is great. It's a good,
yeah.
It's a good.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
It was
that.
A good life. Everybody was happy.
Honestly, though, you had me at Tay Diggs.
Yeah, dude. Oh, and boy, does Tay Diggs have quite an embarrassing scene in that movie. I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say...
Please don't.
Something happens to his face.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. No.
I know. That's all I'll say. Tay-Diggs' face, something happens. It's a great movie.
Tay-Diggs.
It's just ridiculously over the top and bad, but like...
Nice.
Yeah, and Christian Bale like has to watch his wife like die because she's a sense offender.
But like the good type of bad.
Yeah, it's just... All right. Yeah, the action's great. The plot's awful.
That's perfect.
It's, yeah, exactly.
My movie is actually all around pretty fantastic.
Okay.
It's with Kristen Wiig, Wes Bentley, James Marsden, John Cusack's in it, Tim Robbins.
What's it called?
Linda Cardellini. And there's
no idea.
A couple other people in it, but I can't remember. It's called Welcome to Me.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig is a crazy person.
Okay.
They give the diagnosis. I think like one of them is OCD. I think it's borderline personality disorder. Like
sure.
she has like a couple of different things, and like she's supposed to be on all this medication.
Yeah.
Well, she stops taking it, and she wins the lottery for like $86 million.
Sure.
And so she basically buys like her favorite thing in the world is Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Like she still watches like VHS tapes of Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
And like it. It opens with her like putting in a tape first thing in the morning and like shows her crying and like lip syncing like she's seen it so many times. So she goes to a local TV station and just buys like 100 episodes for like $15 million or some shit. Mm. And the whole show is just her. It's just her going insane.
Okay.
And it's like her ideas, things that happen in her life. She hires actors to do reenactments.
Yeah.
But, like, the first one, the actors come out, and the girl that's playing her, before she can say her lines,
yeah.
Kristen Wiig is, like, off to the side. Like, you can see her in, like, the bottom of, like, the set.
Yeah.
And she starts screaming the lines at the actor, you know, portraying the other person.
Yeah.
But she's calling people out, first and last name, real names,
yeah.
of people that, like, she feels wronged her
that's
when
great.
She was, like, 16.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, she's, like, just very frank. I want to say it's like, severe Asperger's.
Sure.
Like, the episode's, like, at one point she wants to, like, neuter animals live on the air.
Oh, God.
And it just, it's her spiraling out of control, James Marsden being, like, the station owner and manager.
Yeah.
Like, you know, walking the line about, like, how far do you let, like, are you exploiting her, but she wants to do this? Like,
yeah.
At what point do you need to protect her from herself? But, like, yeah. It's getting really high ratings because she's so off the hook, like, yeah. Insane.
I bet.
And because she paid so much money, they're just letting her do, like, whatever. They're like, shit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny. Linda Cardellini's her best friend. And the dude from fucking Firefly, I can never remember his name. The red haired guy, but
Peter
he's
Sarsgaard.
No. From I don't think that's his name.
I don't know.
No, anyway, but like, and he's her brother, and like, it's just really, it's one of those movies that's funny and has really outrageous moments, but also like has these really like poignant and like sad moments because she is literally crazy.
Yeah, no, I'll check that out. Netflix. Yeah.
Welcome to Sweet. Me. It's a very good movie.
Sweet.
It's so good.
Yeah, no, I'll check that out.
This has been fun, but like
yeah,
my
dude,
back
been
is like
fun.
Killing
yeah, no,
me.
I'm real. Yeah, dude, sitting for an hour and a half, jeez.
Yeah,
it's long shows.
It is, dude. But I don't like doing the shorter ones because I feel like you don't really, because even though we know each other
right.
a bit, like
yeah,
you don't get rolling right away. It
sure,
takes a little while,
exactly.
So I like to have a lot of the rolling part, not the.
Oh, of course.
So
build up its waves, folks.
Yeah,
it's like
waves.
The stock market.
It's waves. Plus, we're really
goes
stoned.
Up and down. Yeah. Whoa. No way. Yeah.
That's my fault, though.
Weed.
This is a hybrid, but it's two indicas mixed together.
Okay, no, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
All weed's great.
Well, normally I like sativas for the show. It's
sure.
a lesson I learned. However, I couldn't get my hands on a sativa, so I had to go with the indica.
Right.
So it's a little sleepy.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
so fun.
No,
we had a
no
good
complaints.
Time.
Yeah, dude.
Also,
always fun.
Thank you, John Jacobs, for coming back
hey,
on.
Thanks for having me, man.
Plug all your shit, all your social media, any shows,
you
whatever
know,
you have. Let us know.
Maybach Diamonds, baby, September 16th. I'll be opening up for Brooks Wheelan
oh,
at
shit.
Crowbar and Ybor. Me and Rio Paris are on it together. It's going
nice.
To be a great show. And, you know, it's the biggest thing I got coming up, pretty much. And I don't know, all those open mics I mentioned before, I don't think anybody gives a shit. But, yeah, you know, open mics Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Maybach Diamonds. Get at me. Don't talk to me on social media. I hate you. Unless it's something really cool. Tweet at me if it's like a picture of Fast and Furious. I like that. That is something I like to see with my eyes.
Anything to do with Dipset?
Yeah, Diplomat music. You know what I'm talking about. Joel Santana, Jim Jones. Hell Rel, holler at me.
Killer Kane.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Cameron, baby. Killer. What's good? Votto, UN. Let's
oh,
go.
Shit.
730 Dips, boy. Come on. Skull Gang, Bird Gang, Purple City. Let's go. SAS, London, boys.
Oh, I wish
I'm
you guys
here,
could
baby.
See how white he looks.
I know.
I love
all
you.
Of
I love you, John Jacobs. You're a blast, right,
man.
Thanks for
man.
Coming
You're
on.
The best. Good times.
As always, guys, my contact information, James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, until I can find something better. You come up with something for my basic ass. If you can come up with something else for my basic ass name that I like.
Your basic ass name. What do you mean?
James Bailey.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has it, so I couldn't just get on Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
And, like, I was thinking about doing my middle initial, but that's J, so it'd be James J. Bailey. There's already John J. Murray. So it's like, I would know I'm not bite, but it's like, we have
right.
too many friends in common that I just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, J names.
Yeah, so
John J. Murray, James J. Bailey.
So it's
that's funny. It sounds similar.
James Bailey,
Murray,
ha-ha. Yeah. So if anybody can come up with a better one, 813-692-2124. That's the message and text line
the
for HMB Studios. You can, again, James Bailey, ha-ha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, send me a message. My mom's favorite podcast page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a listen, tell your friends, share. And as always, call your mother. She worries. She misses you.
This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me. Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor. Then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor. Then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles. Then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Four.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Frank.
Alright, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang. Hop.
chopper, 200 shots.